This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Legal Talk. My name is Scott Whatley. Thank you so much for joining us. Kevin Flesh in studio with us, Flesh and Beck Law. Kevin, great to see you, sir.
Yes, thank you, Scott.
Always great to have you in, and man, love talking about all these legal things. Hopefully, most of us never need them, but you know what? Pretty much at some point, I don't know what the stats show out there, Kevin, but most everyone, if they haven't been involved in an auto accident, they're going to be.
Yeah, in talking with a client this week, actually, that listens to the show and other things on KLZ, she was just saying that she always thought it was helpful for me to be on just talking about these things so that people can be more informed and have a better understanding of what they need help mm-hmm. with. Because a lot of times you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
And, I mean, that's obvious normally, but it is one, it's worth repeating because I get calls all the time from folks that they understand the snippet, they understand parts of the process. They understand that there's a settlement at the end sometimes. They understand that if it's not reasonable in your mind that you go to trial. But they have no idea the whole process that you go through to really help yourself and some of the pitfalls that people run themselves into. Because as I say in the office all the time, this practice relating to accidents and trying to help people get their lives back on track, there's just so many landmines mm-hmm. that are out there that people don't recognize until they step on one, and then they're calling me trying to make sure that they haven't really made problems with their case long term, that there are things that we can help them with. And that's why it's just so important to give us a call right away.
That's what I say. You want to keep making a mistake, call me pretty much immediately.
That's
exactly going
right.
to put you ahead.
Yeah, it will, because we'll be able to have the conversations specifically about your case and what's going on in your case and how you can help yourself in the long run to maybe not make it as difficult through the process. That the really hard cases are when I get the call 5 days before the statute of limitations is going to run, and there's 3 years of history at that point, or right. almost 3 years of history with a person with regard to the accident, what happened, and how what happened has caused them injuries and what they've done. And those are cases that are difficult because you have to try to piece it all together and try to create really the evidence that you should have been creating all the way along and make sure that it's not anything that the other side can use to minimize the value of the case, because sometimes sure. that happens. And so, especially because we're on a contingency, it's one of those things where I explain to people that you're always better in getting us involved early because mm-hmm. we're doing more work for you and getting paid the same.
Right.
So what we hope we're doing is we're adding value along the way so that your claim is worth more because of us being involved from the beginning than at that 3-year mark.
Right. Now, the big, let's see how many words this is for, what's my case worth? That's got to be the number one question by phone or in person you get.
It is, and it's one of those things where I would love to give, I'd love to be able to put the person in a box for every sort of accident. Oh, you had $3,000 worth of damage to your car, and you've had $6,000 worth of medical expenses. This is exactly what your case is worth. Mm-hmm. But if that was the case, you wouldn't need me.
Sure.
And they wouldn't need claims adjusters. I mean, workers' compensation does that to some degree. They have a schedule for things, but it's still very much argumentative after that schedule as to, mm-hmm. you know, what's your future needs, what are going to be your disability ratings, all of those sorts of things. And it's the same sort of thing in a car accident case. It's very dependent upon what a person is going to testify like, how a jury is going to like them or not, what sort of injuries you had and how you treated for those injuries. There's just so many dynamics that, especially at the beginning of a case, there's no way that anyone can really give you a value as to what right. your case is worth. And certainly at the end, we have a much better sense of where things are going. But, you know, I had a hearing yesterday relating to a motions issue, and we were fighting over some issues with regard to identification of a particular person that caused the injury, and we were having a police officer testify. And I would have said, based upon the police officer's report, that they were going to be a pretty good witness and that they would have known what was going on. Well, they get on the stand and we talk and we're asking questions, and the officer is a horrible historian about what happened, and really doesn't seem to care one bit about anybody involved in the process.
Really?
And really doesn't want to be there.
Right.
And so it's one of those situations where you get to see what the witness is going to be like. That witness we thought was going to be really helpful for the defense. And so we were minimizing the value of the claim to some degree, mm-hmm. because we thought, oh, this witness may really hurt us. Well, after we had the hearing, I realized I don't think it's going to be all that detrimental to us. I mean, there's some things that he's going to say, but quite frankly, he doesn't really remember. And it works exactly into our explanation with other witnesses saying that what the officer said isn't necessarily true.
Mm-hmm.
And so those sorts of discussions about what is the thing worth really is the development of the case and how things are going to progress in front of a jury. And so without that sort of hearing and without that work being done, you would have probably thought one thing, and it turns out it's probably something else.
Sure.
And so I would love to, I mean, I always like to think that we have a crystal ball about what things are worth, but a lot of times until we get into it and we move forward and we really have conversations about risk and reward, and about what has been done and the fact that all of the treatment is completed, we don't have a good answer.
Right.
And if anybody gives a person a good, what they think is a good answer, just of, oh, your case is worth this amount based upon what you've told me over the phone, they're probably not being honest with, mm-hmm. with the client.
Or they're probably guessing what they could settle it for pretty quick and just be done with it, and
that's
not good for the client either.
That's true as well. So sometimes yeah. you get that valuation in a first interview, or what clients tell me about other firms and the way that they may give you a number that they're either never going to meet, or they undervalue the claim thinking that it's a quick settlement.
Yep.
And neither one of those things you want to have, because at the end of the day, I want to make sure that the client is better and hopefully back to normal medically,
mm-hmm.
and then I want to meet the expectations of the client relating to what they'd like to see relating to the financial reward from any sort of personal injury case that they have, to get them back to as close to 100% as possible.
Sure. Now, another question comes up a lot. Should I get an attorney after, and I'm putting quotes here, air quotes, a minor auto accident?
Yeah. So a lot of times, the minor auto accidents are the ones where you're going to want to have an attorney right away regardless. Now, certainly if it's a minor accident and you seem to have minor injuries, mm-hmm. you may not need one, but at least to have the conversation is
right.
helpful, because you have a sense of what it is that you need to do to make sure that you can prove what your damages are. What normally happens in a minor accident, and I'm talking about property damage. Let's say you're driving a pickup like you did a few years ago, and you have somebody rear-end you, and you have a trailer hitch on the back of your vehicle, and the force of the impact of the rear-ending is not enough to cause you any damage to your vehicle, because the trailer hitch has caused the other vehicle to stop before it hits your vehicle.
Right.
Well, that's a minor, that's what the insurance company would consider a minor collision, because there's no damage to your vehicle. How could there be any damage to a human being inside of that vehicle in the event that the vehicle doesn't have any damage? I mean,
right.
That's their logic. Well, if you think about the dynamics of a car accident, the force that has caused the two vehicles to come together could be fairly minimal, although it could be pretty significant, even though you don't have any injury, because of the metal parts involved and how exactly that energy is transferred through the vehicle to the human being in the vehicle. Because most of the time, the human being in the vehicle is the one that will take on the majority of that force. And there's lots of studies out there that would suggest a low impact. So maybe you get hit at 10 or even 15 miles an hour.
Sure.
That can still cause injuries to people, especially where you may have a person that what they consider a thin skull person. In other words, the person has injuries that they've already suffered that causes them to be more fragile. And the law relating to that is that you still have to take that person, if they're injured, they still have the ability to be compensated, because that's who they are. And you don't get to pick your victim in a case like that.
Sure.
The person that causes the accident and causes the injuries has to be compelled to pay for those injuries. And so those low impact cases are a lot of times more difficult to resolve. And it's most of the time we have to file suit to prove that that there really was an injury and that there should be fair value given.
Right. Because
the insurance companies have done a really good job of, through advertisements and through the way that they've tried to educate the populace, that these low impact cases are nothing more than the setup of these trial lawyers and, mm-hmm. and trying to gain money where there shouldn't be money gained. And that's just not the case. And the studies have shown that. And so those are the cases where people really do need help articulating an explanation as to what happened and to be as credible as possible through the process.
Right. Kevin Flesh is our guest. Once again, you're listening to Legal Talk. 303-806-8886 is Kevin's number. I always tell you, put that in your phone. You never know when you may need it. 303-806-8886. Now, when we talk about minor accidents, most of the time you see a horrific crash on I-25, you know, 100 people are calling the police. Sometimes on a minor accident, we always talk about this, but you always advocate call the police no matter really how minor. If another car hits you, call the police.
I do, especially even if you don't have any injuries and you don't think that there's going to be any issues down the road. You know, as I said earlier, most of the time, even in a minor crash, you might have some whiplash symptoms later that take, you know, 2 or 3 days to develop. And it's just sort of how our body reacts to those things. And so you'll want to have documented that accident, because if you don't, they're going to try to suggest that the injuries occurred because of some other reason and some other fault. And so the other thing that's generally speaking true is that police officers have, even the regular patrol officers, have some training in regards mm-hmm. to accident reconstruction. And so they are helpful in figuring out who exactly is at fault. And they oftentimes will cite the person that's at fault for some sort of traffic violation, whether it's missing a stoplight, careless driving, you know, maybe they impeded traffic.
Right.
All of those things are really beneficial for you because insurance carriers key on the fact that someone was cited. And generally speaking, they think that the individual who is cited is going to be the one that's responsible in the civil side for mm-hmm. negligence.
Right. Now, we always talk about, too, the insurance companies and talking to them. You know, usually, I mean, how long does it usually take for an insurance company to get in touch with with a client that contacts you? 2 or 3 days?
Yeah, probably. It's pretty quick.
Yeah.
And what you want to, and especially in the situations where individuals have gotten in serious accidents, where they're on painkillers or
sure.
other things, they have to be really cautious because the claims adjusters are trained at that stage of the process to try to gather, just like we talk about for the plaintiff,
yep.
they're doing exactly that same thing for the defendant, and they're hoping they get information relating to trying to minimize the claim as much as they can. And so you have to be really careful about what you say during those conversations, because generally speaking, they're recorded.
Right.
And a lot of times they'll tell you before they start asking you real pointed questions, hey, this is recorded, and you're giving permission to do that. And those are voluntary admissions that you want to be really careful about, and you want to be in your best state of mind.
Sure.
Probably have counsel. But, you know, it's those situations where you have every right to say, wait a second, it's been a couple of days. I'm not quite the way I'd like to be today. I'd like to have counsel. We're going to continue this. You have every right to say, okay. I want to have a reasonable period of time to kind of get my thoughts together and figure out what exactly is happening
right.
so that we can then help develop what exactly took place and how exactly people should be responsible for whatever happened and whatever injuries there are.
Right, right. Now, we were talking a little bit before the show. This time of year, it seems like, you know, when the snow falls, the ice is on the ground, it's not the simple two-car collision. Sometimes it can, and we've seen 50, 60 cars before. But when you get into that, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6-car collision, man, it gets
really complicated.
You better call really quick.
Yeah, and you better call a lawyer that deals with car accidents on a regular basis,
right.
because you've got so many different aspects of the case. In today's Denver traffic, you get somebody that rear ends someone at a high rate of speed, and then there's a multiple individuals involved in the cars because we're all driving too close together. We just are, especially in traffic that's, you know, bumper-to-bumper traffic during rush hour times. It then becomes a question of, okay, the person that started it certainly seems to have some fault, but then they have an explanation as to what took place. Because sometimes it starts from the front and works its way back. Sometimes it's a rear end that works its way forward. And you'll have to get all of those things figured out. I just finished a case with four cars involved in an accident like that. We had to go to one trial where a jury determined that the person that we thought was the majority at fault wasn't the majority at fault. We then had to file another lawsuit against another company and another insurance company for bad faith in the way that they handled the case. And so after 5 years of litigation, we finally resolved the case. It's one of those situations where if you get into those circumstances, you want to make sure that you have somebody advocating for
sure.
you, because they're difficult cases to pursue because everybody is always pointing the fingers at somebody else. And it's the nature of what insurance does best anyway. Mm-hmm. But when you get multiple insurance companies involved, they're going to try to do that against the person that's really hurt. And so that person that's really hurt wants to make sure that they have somebody involved really early on in the process to help them through the process.
Right. Again, Kevin Flesch is our guest. It is Legal Talk, Flesch and Beck Law. Check out their website, fleschlawfirm.com. That's F-L-E-S-C-H, lawfirm.com. The number, free consultation always with Kevin, 303-806-8886. So let's talk about that free consultation a minute, because I think a lot of things you've gone over here in this segment about, you know, setting expectations with the customer, because I think sometimes people really don't understand what all you do for the money that you, you know, your
yeah.
fee that you charge.
And right.
I mean, man, it is a, first of all, there's a lot of people involved, I mean, on your staff.
Sure.
A lot of things going through, talking to insurance companies, knowing policies. And I'm telling you, I think people just think, well, gosh, I can talk to the insurance people. I see my limit, you know. I can probably get that. And, man, they're going to get messed up.
Well, and so, yeah, I'll give you an example. We've got a client that we had just handled a car accident for them. We resolved it. Unfortunately, during the process of the resolving that claim, they got into another car accident. And, unfortunately, our client was really badly hurt. She was in the hospital for about 3 weeks after that accident. Luckily, she's now working her way over to Craig, and we hope that she'll be able to.
She was badly hurt.
She was really badly hurt. We didn't think she was going to make it. Her family was really concerned that she had a significant head injury and significant other injuries from this accident. And so what has happened in that case is the at-fault party immediately tendered the limits that they had. They had $250,000 worth of limits. And so they were like, great, you know, that's great. So they got the check. And now the question is, she's got over $1 million in medical expenses. And is there any subrogation interest? What's going on with that? And what had happened is her husband had come in to see me, and he said, well, we got the limits. I don't need you for anything relating to that. And we're just going to cash the check, and we're going to move on, and things will be fine. I was like, whoa, wait a second. We got to figure out, I mean, for your own sake, you can certainly cash the check. That's not a problem. But you're going to want to make sure that you keep, I mean, it's $250,000. You've got a health insurance carrier that's probably going to be making a claim for some sort of reimbursement since you've gotten this money. You want to make sure that you put them on notice and that you get that resolved, because if not, they're going to be looking for that full $250,000. And whether you want me to help you on an hourly basis or on a contingency or however, for the other parts of the case, I think you need to think about what it is that you're doing relating to this, because you may set yourself up for a lot of liability down the
road.
And so it was that free consultation that we had where he had been through another case where we're dealing with it already, but I don't think he recognized the significance of what was going on. And so we had him slow down relating to that, and I think we'll be able to help him through that process and get it taken care of so that he gets some money for his client or for his wife and
right.
for our former client, because the real issue is whether or not she's going to need future care and whether or not this $250 really compensates her in whole for anything. And that's going to be the argument that we're going to be making to her. So even in those situations where someone says, oh, I've gotten the policy limit, maybe it's the $25,000 policy limit, they still have to be really careful about what happens on the back end with that money relating to the other people that may have their hand out to the plaintiff in a car accident case, that they may have legal rights to some of that money that you've gotten from that at-fault party because you just didn't investigate enough as to what was going on and what you may be responsible for. Right. And that's where we help people.
Sure.
We go through that process and we find out what exactly they have for health insurance, what that health insurance policy says, because every policy is a little different relating to that. And then we also look at their car insurance, see if there's any other monies that we can get from their own policy, because most people don't recognize what they have when they say they have full coverage. So it's all sort of the dynamics relating to that, and that's what I'm talking about when I talk about the minefields that you can step into without recognizing it. Because you don't want somebody to go and spend $100,000 on, you know, the example that I gave, spend $100,000 on some sort of treatment that they needed or some sort of device that is going to help them and find out later that you're going to have to pay some of that money back to a health insurer that then sues you 2 years ago because they find out that you got the money and used it for some other purpose than paying for the repaying for those health benefits that they received.
Wow. Yeah. So how does it work, or does it work any different when maybe, you know, an individual is hit by some, like a company truck or something like that? I mean, what's involved with that then? Do you try to find out things about that driver, their history, different things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. It all really depends on how significant the injuries are and how much we're looking for. There is a dynamic of these cases relating to sort of the economics of what it is that's going to cost us to pursue a claim. I'm not going to spend $25,000 to pursue a $25,000 claim. That doesn't make sense to the client because they're never going to get anything out of it, and there's never going to be a real positive impact in their life relating to it. But if we're talking about a commercial policy where there's significant injury, commercial policies generally are $1 million or more relating to what the potential that you can recover from that insurance company. And so what's helpful in those sorts of cases is figuring out what exactly has gone on with that driver to prove a history. Because if you can prove some history relating to maybe they weren't following their DOT regulations properly, maybe they were driving over the limits that they had, maybe they had prior incidences where they had significant problems with their driving and the employer knew about it and they still allowed them to drive a truck in certain circumstances where it was clear that they were going to be negligent again. Those sorts of situations, we can create other claims that would be of benefit to the person that's been hurt, so that they can either prove some sort of punitive sanction or some sort of situation where we can get a multiplier of what the person is entitled to prove a point to that particular employer or to that driver. And those sorts of cases take on a life of their own sometime with going back and looking at things and creating a real understanding of what took place before the person got behind the wheel.
Right. And, you know, getting back to free consultation real quick, and this is why it's so valuable, because these things take time. This isn't, in most cases, probably any case, Kevin, where it's a three-month deal. I mean, these take time. You just mentioned 5 years.
Yeah.
So people have got to understand, I mean, they've got your expertise, you know what you're doing, you're trying to get the most for them that you can, and again, your top concern is getting them well and getting them back healthy.
Yeah, in an initial consultation when somebody comes in and they have I'll call it sort of your standard run-of-the-mill rear-end cases, moderate damage, $4,000 worth of damage to your vehicle, you get 3 months of medical care. You went to the ER after the fact because you were having some real issues with your back or neck. And the person comes into my office a week after the accident, and they're asking me, well, what's the case worth? You can't really tell them that. The other thing that I explain right from the beginning is I want to make sure that I'm a consultant early on in the process to help you answer any questions relating to the medical side of it. I'm not a doctor, but we see enough of these sorts of cases that we can help people through. Just give a sounding board with what the doctors are doing. And certainly not suggesting that what the doctor says relating to treatment is wrong. But if you get into a situation where you're plateauing in treatment or things just seem to be not really fixing you, maybe, hey, have you tried this sort of treatment or gotten a second opinion relating to this? Or you're 24 years old, you've had 6 months worth of chiropractic treatment, and your neck still bothers you every morning when it really shouldn't at 24. Have you gotten an MRI? Have you had any injections to make any decisions about maybe there's something going on there that is an issue that is more diagnostic that can help you? Because these are long-term problems.
Right.
And the thing that I say to people from the beginning is I want to make sure we take as much time as we need to get you better. And that does mean that we're not settling this case right away. And I have clients that call and say, oh, I've been doing this a couple of months. I'm ready to settle. I'm like, well, are you done with your medical treatment? Because if you're not, I don't want to do that. We get to do this once, and we want to do it right.
Right.
But if you're not willing to do that, then we need to look at what exactly the motivation is. And sometimes in initial consultations, the motivation is just purely money. It's sure. not it's not getting a fair result. And then those cases are ones that we generally don't take because right. they're not the right folks for us.
Yep. I mean, when I was living in Dallas before I even moved to Denver, Thanksgiving Day of 85, I was going to a Dallas Cowboy game, got rear-ended. I mean, went through tons of treatments, acupuncture, all kinds of things. And it wasn't until that was Thanksgiving 85, January 88, I had to get a fusion in C6 and 7.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it takes a long time. So just have patience with this.
Yeah, and in our society, we don't have patience. And especially when you're not feeling well, it's right. really difficult. So, but the important thing is we're there as a resource to help you through that process while we're figuring out what exactly is going on so that at the end, you understand what you've done and you understand what the result is and how the financial reward relating to that is really just trying to get you back to 100%. And it never is.
Yeah.
That's the hardest part about what I do, is we're trying to get you as close as you were just before the accident happened. But everybody tells me your health is worth a lot more than...
Oh, money. There's people that would give every penny back to have both legs or
exactly.
arm or be able to walk or
right.
play with the grandkids, whatever. Yep.
But we try to help people get as close as possible. Jury trials, that's the only thing that jurors can do is give money. They can't unwind time. I wish they
sure.
could, but they can't do it.
Sure. Always a free consultation at Flesh and Beck Law, fleshlawfirm.com. Give them a call, 303-806-8886. We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Have you been considering an RV, or are you looking for a place that will help you keep your RV in top condition? Let me tell you about my friends at Cousins RV. They've got three convenient locations to serve you in Loveland, Wheat Ridge, and Colorado Springs, which includes full parts and service departments at all three locations. Cousins RV is locally owned and operated by Jim Humble and Drew Bryant with over 40 years in the RV industry. Cousins RV offers the top manufacturers in the industry, and they have a huge selection of pre-owned RVs at every price point. Service is key at Cousins RV, and they can handle any repair, even offering a mobile RV service. Hey, we all know accidents can happen, and at Cousins RV, they have their own collision center with a paint booth to fit the largest of RVs. Come to the place that has the best Google reviews from any RV dealer in Colorado and ranks number one in customer satisfaction. Owners Jim and Drew are on site daily. Be sure and let them know you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio.
With rates dropping, you can save thousands in interest. Want to know how to save even more? Do a simple interest loan. Take AIM. We're sponsoring an event at the Lamar Street Center to demonstrate how to save thousands more with a simple interest loan. Walk back in time to the 50s and the 60s. Classic cars, motorcycles, diner, and so much more. To register, call 720-895-0500 or go to aimortgage.net/events. Seats are limited. February 27th, 6:30 p.m. Dinner will be provided. Talk with many of our past clients and find out how they're paying off their home much faster and not changing their spending habits, all while being able to access their equity for 30 years. Take AIM. To register, call 720-895-0500 now or go to aimortgage.net/events. Seats are limited. February 27th, 6:30 p.m. Dinner provided. Find out how to increase your tax-free retirement. Join us at Lamar Street Center. Take a step back in time when paying off your house didn't cost so much. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. NMLS 298-191, regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Hi, Jack Corgan. Shopping for a new car can be a harrowing experience unless you use my favorite car dealer, Len Lyles Chevrolet, just east of I-225 on Colfax, 15 minutes from anywhere. I've worked with them for more than 12 years, and I promise you, Len Lyles is not your typical car dealership. Check out their excellent reviews on Google. They are respectful of your time, not high pressure, and have very progressive pricing because low overhead really does mean lower prices. Len Lyles Chevrolet, go east and pay the least.
Chevy. Find new roads.
It's Pet Dental Health Month at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, and they are celebrating oral health for pets all through the month of February. Free oral screens will be offered by their technicians in the lobby, and when your dog or cat receives a dental procedure, you'll be entered into their special dental health gift basket drawing. You'll earn reward points at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center when you download their free app. Hey, this is Scott Watley for Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, and we've trusted our pets' care this great staff since 2003. Call today and schedule your pet for their dental care, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Check out their great blogs at LoneTreeVet.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and Legal Talk with our attorney, Kevin Flesh. 303-806-8886 is the number. FleshLawFirm.com is the website. That's F-L-E-S-C-H LawFirm.com. Well, today we're going to talk about something that, if you're on the roads at all, you see them every day and jammed up traffic, and that is accidents. So we're going to talk about today mistakes people make after they get hurt in an accident. And so, Kevin, a lot of accidents these days on our highways.
There is, Scott. It's just, one of those things with the additional population in the metro area and all the people that are moving here. Obviously, there's real good reason for people to be here. At the same time, the roadways are jammed and people aren't following signals correctly and not doing things they need to do in the roadway, and it causes accidents. And luckily, you have a place to come. That's the sort of work that we do on a regular basis, so that when people do get into those accidents, when it's not their fault and they don't know exactly what